Welcome. This is Reverend Janice Thomas. We are in the days of the coronavirus and the world global situation around it. We're gathering together. We're creating and working with this platform, an energetic platform for a mastermind that is heart-centered, allowing people of all persuasions who have backgrounds and different ways of thinking and sending energy to come together to create an energetic stream and an opening and a stream for multidimensional levels of consciousness to assist at a global level, at a national level, at a state level, at a local government level, and at personal levels. We are asking for our soul teams to connect, no matter where we are on the planet, from the other side, from this side. And if you want all the soul teams to come together to create soul drains. So whatever your persuasion, allow yourself to use your own vocabulary as we go through this process, working with this energetic structure of a mastermind, so that the power is exponential. Because we're a group. We're asking as individuals and then for each individual on the planet at the same time to connect to our source, to connect to Mother Gaia, and to allow the new way of being, the new way, the new energies, the renaissance, to become manifest on planet Earth. Allow yourself to feel, know, and allow what that means. For you and for the world and the universe. All the levels of consciousness. Begin to notice that you have a border just where the outside of your body is. Your skin is there, but it's more than your skin. It's a border between what's you and what's not you. Feel that border around every part, every finger, every toe, your head, your torso, arms, legs, everything. Feel your border. The edge of you, everything outside of that is your environment. You can interact with your environment. Right now, you're just creating your border, feeling it. And everything inside of you is just you. So we're going to allow ourselves to create that inner space inside that border. We're going to activate our soul essence, which is like a column of light inside of us. Many people experience it as coming from above through the crown chakra. It is still that column of light. And it radiates out to the edge of our bodies, to the edge of the border of what is us. Take one hand and put it on your heart, or two, and allow that physical heart connection. As you can feel the beating of your heart, the beating of Prime Source's heart, and come in rhythm. This is the new focus, is more heart-based, more feeling-based, more being-based than doing. Allow these energies to help you with that experience. And allow your breath to take your energies down through your feet, letting go of anything that is not needed right now, that's extraneous, that's not balanced. Pour down through till all the way down to the center of the earth, as the earth is allowing you to transmute. She can transmute anything. But as we breathe in and our energy goes straight to the center of the earth, then the out breath, during that out breath, we press our feet into the earth. Just let our weight, let our energy, let our physical body press the feet and feel that pressure coming back as Mother Earth receives us, as her presence becomes a part of our feet and moves up our body, this time into the dantian, below the belly button area. And you can look up heart math for the heart or dantian for the dantian to learn more about these areas. But this is Mother Gaia assisting us and assisting our bodies and all of our body systems that are needed as we're moving through this virus process. The immune system, the endocrine system, and the nervous system particularly, although all our systems are important. But these three systems we're focusing on today, to assist us in strengthening them, in regulating them, and in lifting them into higher consciousness. And that soul energy that's in our hearts is throughout our body, and that earth energy in the dantian is throughout our bodies too. But we're going to allow those two energies to merge as the heart and the dantian come together, with energy flowing between them, creating this new world, this new universe, this new relationship of heaven and earth. And it flows through the solar plexus, the area where the base of the ribs are, in the center of our bodies, where the diaphragm is. And allow yourself to breathe fully into that diaphragm. And that breath allows the mingling of the dantian, the heart, of our soul essence, of pure source, and of Mother Gaia. And as these energies merge within us, we become our light, we become our angelic self, so to speak. And we use the elements from Mother Earth, the elementals and the elements. And we allow these new energies that we're connected through this platform of the mastermind to create this newness within each one of us as we call forth our own light into the new patternings, the new ways of being. Anything that is not serving us can be transmuted, and transmuted at multidimensional levels as we ask for more and more for each one of us on this call or hearing this recording. And for every man, woman, and child on the planet. And through a little different process, we also ask for help for all of the kingdoms which I will summarize as animal, plant, and mineral. All of the beings in the angelic realms and the elemental realms. And from this place, we allow ourselves to become the recipients of the new immune system. Of the new endocrine system, which is the communication system, which is feeling and loving, and will become more of what we're doing. And the nervous system, which is also communication and calming and allowing us to move out of fight or flight, to move out of polarity consciousness, right, wrong, good or bad, and to move into centeredness, to move into quiet and peace. Begin to allow all of that to fill your inner space, to become who you are. And then we're going to use the concept of joy as the connector, as the mode of being in the world, starting with from within ourselves. And these viruses, whatever they are, the underlying cause of most illnesses are these, whether they're fungi, whether they're bacteria, whether they're virus, we allow their consciousness to shift out of ours. We allow them to not be welcome anymore, as we welcome our own heart, our own Dantean centeredness, earth beingness. And we begin to transmute any of the emotions and any of the causes of these patterns within us. The sadness that may be coming up, the grief, the loss, the fear. And we allow that to be in the past, to be beyond us, to be outside of our border. Letting go, letting go, becoming who we truly are at the beingness level, at the essence level. Letting go of the doing, becoming the being. And in that being state, notice what you feel. Is there peace? Is there centeredness? Is there groundedness? Is there joy? Allow the joy to connect everything. And the joy is a very active energy. However, its friend is stillness. And that joy has been transmuting for each one of us and for all of humanity that is open to it. Everyone has free will. Those open receive this as we move into the stillness, that very deep, quiet place. And this is our opportunity as I go into the silence with you. And I will bring in some sound to create the silence, to put people in that you know of that might need help, or places or things and also to go deeply inside of you, to the depth of your beingness, at levels that are now available, very, very deep and still for you. So after the toning, there will be a period of silence. Kafe fila waya wana maha wa 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 wa. And as you go into the stillness, and when I ask you to come out, allow yourself to feel, see, or sense a vision of the future as we desire, as we know it can be from these new Renaissance energies. One more toning and then the silence. Hokaseka ho, hokaseka fia, esa mea lawaya, lawahe, lawahe, o kaseka fo, ho lawaya, honoring the self, silence and stillness. Very gently, very gently. Come back to my voice. And allow yourself to come back with this vision of the new world, how we want things to be, in our wildest dreams. With peace and generosity, some of the things that are coming through during this time of great crisis. Helping each other, loving each other, moving beyond our old patterning. And the last thing that I would like to wind up with is gratitude, because gratitude is the great builder. Gratitude is the great builder, and we're sending our gratitude and help for all of those who are overstressed at this time, for all of those health workers, for all of the first responders, for all of those employees of the businesses that are still having to run, the grocery stores, the banks, the gas stations, the everything you can think of, and for all the people who aren't able to work, sending them help. Particularly gratitude for everything that is working and shifting and changing as we build the new worlds, the new ways. Allow that gratitude to fill your body and to help you build your life path. And I would like to personally thank you for joining this process. And as I conclude the process with the words, so be it, so it is done. I'm going to say them on a count of three. You can think them with me. One, two, three. So be it. So it is. It is done. Thank you and blessings.